Time passion, it's on.
Good morning. The shiur today is Le'ilu Nishmas, Vaishver, Remarche Brev Meir, the Yurtzeit was yesterday. The shiur is Le'ilu Nishmosai. Read the tefillah, it says, Ilon, Ilon, Bame Avorechecho. The Mishnah says, Esro Ikshove Le'ilon. So it's a tefillah which we say to the Ilon. Ilon is also, I'll come to it afterwards, is Begimatria 91. Everyone knows 91 is Shem Adnes and Havaya together, the Tziruch. Peroisecho Mesukim. Peroisecho Mesukim mean, if we're going into the Halachas of Esri, Tamo Eitz Vepirioi Shove, the same. But it says Mesukim. Mesukim, from my experience, I'll tell you afterwards, Mesukim, the only Esrig which is Mosoik, is the Moroccan Esrig. The Moroccan Esrig is sweet. The other Esroigim, which are from Eretz Yisrael or elsewhere, are not sweet. Tzilchonoe, Amasamayim Oiveres Tachtecho, Amasamayim, meaning an Esrig tree needs a lot of water. Elo, Yirotzoin Shikol Netiois Shenoisim Mimcho Yu Kemoistcho. Is Netiois Kia Odom also its Eitzas Odom, not only the Esrik tree. Kol Netiois Shenoisim Mimcho Yu Kemoistcho, meaning on the children and grandchildren which coming after you. Yu Kemoistcho, you trying to be Agitayit, today is the Ershtetuk Sliches. So, Yu Kemoistcho. Eight months ago, one of the Sochrim here, he had a minhag to give here in Machziki Adas a tefillah on the Esrig. When do you have to say it? In Tu Bishvat. And on Tu Bishvat, I've got here, I brought it with me, the tefillah. I'm not going to say the whole tefillah, but the Yirotzin, which we say there, Yirotzin milfonecho Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, shetevorech eskol ilonois ha'esroig, Lhoitzi peroiseyem beitom. Yotziu, the trees all over the world should take out esroigim, toivim, yofim, mehudorim, unekim, mikol mum. That's in the tefillah. Velo yale boem shum chazozis. If you want to see chazozis, I brought one esrig which bring smile to the faces of everyone. This is one of the Esroigim. I managed to bring it, especially Yekuvet this year. I'm not here in Sikkes. I've got some Esroigim which I left for the Simcha Sachag to be in Eretz Yisrael. But for this year, I especially brought this Esrig. It's got a bit of Chazozis on it. Chaim, you can take it to show it to the people. Va'afilu v'lo yeh b'hem yushleimim, an esrig, you need to be a sholem esrig. V'lo yeh b'hem shum chisoroin, a choser esrig, it's apostle esrig. Va'afilu akitzat koitz. What is akitzat koitz? I brought specially, I've got always mitzvah esrig in my mind. I went after, it was after Lag B'Omer, I went up north, and it happened to be, I went into a hothouse, and in the hothouse suddenly, and I wanted to buy really a nice plant for Shavuos. So I went into this hothouse and I found an Esrig tree. This Esrig tree, that's also the why I'm saying this year, this Esrig tree, I don't know the Mekor. It's only had on it the Latin name Cedra, which means it's coming from pre-Eitz Hodor, the family of the Esrig. Now, many, many years ago, I went to Smithfield Market, it was after Sikkes, and I bought a whole box of Esroidim, which came, I think, from Spain. Why do they go and need it? I don't know. The only Esrig used in the world...
For flavor.
What?
Use it for flavor.
They use it for flavor, for toffee, They use medicine. They use it for from perfume. Yeah. They use it for perfume. And I must tell you,
it's mamish nifloy saboyle. I've got this tree in my house, and you can see the blossoming. The blossoming only lasts 2 or 3 days, and the smell which it brings in the whole house is mamish unbelievable. I had worried this morning with all the rain, it shouldn't be, it's after the blossoming. Esrig is hadar be'ilon mishono leshono, you got the esrig there in the tree the whole day. This esrig was almost half of it when I bought it. That's the only one which is big. While I'm bringing it, you can see in the blossom, and I'm coming into Rabois. I'm jumping from one thing to the next. I wanted to say, Areini Moiser Moido Lifnechem, that everything I'm saying here is my own opinion. Bemeile, everyone which going to buy an esrig is the Gvaldet, the Gresta Talmid Chucham, and every esrig, he knows best what is good for him. The esrig is besher for me according to the davening. I said, you davened in Tu Bishvat. That's your esrig, what eventually you decide on it. Most of the esroingim, I would say 95%, unless they are choser, they kosher. So therefore, I'm not an esrig soicher today. Mitzad echad, you shouldn't spend more than £20 on an esrig. You don't need to spend more. Why people asking? So let's go back to here. So everyone who buy an esrig, if it's let's say £20, and I'm saying it according to my opinion, and I'm saying it every year, there is moicher esrogim. Moicher esrogim should be only yerei shemayim. You can only buy an esrig from somebody who you know. There is Moichrei Esrogim which coming here to Manchester, unfortunately, year after year, nobody knows them from anywhere. Every year it's a different agent which coming here. They do sell Moroccan Esrogim. The Moroccan Esrogim which they sell are without pitam. They all posul lekatchila lekatchila. And why I'm saying it? Because, simply, if you will after the shiur come to see this tree, every single esrig in this tree, which now I had an opportunity to bring to show you, there is no esrig which grows on the tree without a pitam. What happened? Yes, I didn't bring it to the shear. You can see this is a small esrig. The pitam got chopped off because it's got like a line around it. And when, I mean, it's not 40 degrees in my house inside, right? But if it's a little bit more, or the sun, like on Friday, shines through the window, and the temperature in my car showed at one time 30 degrees on the temperature, so therefore, sometimes if it goes through the glass, it's like magnify the heat. If it magnify it straight on it, you can see the pitam falls off. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, there is a lot of esrogim without pitam. They are kosher. So there is machloikis in the poskim. I'm not coming to give a dinim on general. There is machloikis in the poskim, the Rama paskent, if the esrog become before shlish gidulori, which, and then from the heat, the pitam fell off. Depends how the pitam fell off. The esrig is kosher lekatchila to make a brocha on it. But again, you have to buy it only from a source which got a hechsher and got a mashgiach who can tell you that this is taket the situation. Other than that, the only esrig which you can make a brocha on it, it's only an esrig with a pitam. And here in Manchester, they're selling esrogim without pitam, which are kosher lekatchila. It's chaval to buy it, chaval to spend even a penny on the esrig. Why do I say it? Because I was in Morocco many, many times, went to the source where the esrogim are growing. It's high in the Atlas Mountains. There is no road there. There is a trek from the nearest village which you need to walk up the mountains about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And the same thing to come down. Now, obviously, you can't take all these boxes full of the esrogim which you buy. So the Arabs, taking it, all the esrogim, put them in baskets over their heads, and they bring them down at the end of the day. There is no electricity there, so I have got to go at least minimum an hour or an hour and a half before Shkia, otherwise I'm stuck, I can't see anything when I go down back to the village. And they putting the Srogin one on top of each other, and there is unfortunately a lot of casualties, meaning the piton fell off. It's 40 degrees heat. By the time they're coming down, obviously the broken pitons, I'm not taking it, it's mamish possible, right? But there is a yid who's standing down below and take from the Arabs all the pitonless esroigim, and nobody will know that this esroigim ever grown without a piton. To prove it, I took some, about 10 esroigim, I used to sell in Mumps, Shul, Golders Green by some Medrash in London. I took 10 esroigim in front of Rabbi Feldman, chopped off the pitons, left it in the window for a day or 2 days in the London sun, English sun, right? It shriveled, and nobody knew that the piton is broken, and you cannot make a broche on such of such an essay. Now, if you see, if you come afterwards here to look at the tree, there is some esroigim. They had actually a lot of esroigim. It's really nice to see how in the Flores Abore how they're growing. But the esrik tree itself, to see the esrik tree, even in El Sisuel, when you go to the Pardesim, everywhere, the stem of the tree is very weak stem. It's very small. Same, not as small as this, because this is like in a pot, but it's not much more like, let's say, the stem. It's even not as thick circumstance like the esrig. Now, the trees in Eretz Yisrael, the problem is they're not lasting more than maximum 7 years. Out of the 7 years, you got 3 years orla and then neta revive. So you can have fruit only just about for four years. Usually, the first year, it's a beautiful esroigim, because then the tree is strong after it's coming out of the orla. Now in Morocco, it's also nowadays also they don't last, but in the mountain, in the proper source, where the Rambam, the Chazoke is, for 1,000 years, the Rambam took from their esroigim, so it's a mesoyeres which they took the esroigim, there the trees can last 30 or 40 years. Maybe the climate, maybe it's like, what we call it, it's dry air, they got water, I don't know what is the reason. But there the tree lasts more. So I wanted to say, Ashtiket, the Gemara in Sikkot, Daf Mem Aleph says, Maase b'Rabban Gamliel, b'Rab Yeshua, b'Rab Lezer ben Azariah, b'Rab Akiva. They all were going in a boat. V'loy hoyo lulov, only to Rabban Gamliel, bilvad. And Rabban Gamliel bought this lulav in 1,000 zuz. How much is the value of 1,000 zuz? So the Gemara says 200 zuz, it's a wage for a year. A year. So let's translate it to today's language. 200 zuz is a year. Let's say a person make, let's say, £1,000 a month wages. Let's have an example.
No, it's not the extreme. I'm sorry, I want to try to interrupt you. It's not. It's a 1 year's maintenance for somebody to live on. That's what it means.
Okay. So I'm telling you an example. Let's say maintenance. I'll use your language. The maintenance for a month is £1,000, right? So for a year, how much is the maintenance? £12,000. But £12,000 equal to 200 zuz times 5, £60,000 he paid for a lulav. So you would say to me, it's a guzma. Let's say a guzma. But how much he paid for the lulav? Let's say he paid £10,000 for a lulav. It's also a meshuge in our comparison. Zog de gemore, Why did the Gemara sell the Tiboti 20,000 zuz? Zog the Gemara, lohoi diacho, it's the Gemara. Kama chavive, mitzvah is chavive is aleihem. Freg the Oruch Lener, aleihem, mitzvah is chavives. Who bought it? Only Rabban Gamliel. It's not aleihem on Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Shir, Rabbi Lezer and Azariah. Only he bought it. So why it's mitzvah is chavives aleihem? He was the one who paid the 1,000 zuz for it. Zog the Yalkut Gershoini, everything is the price fixed according to supply and demand. If something is in a lot of supply and there is no demand, it's cheap. If something is rare, right, and the demand is high, so the price is high. So the Alkut Gershoini, he bought one lilev. How much was the supply? One lilev, right? The demand was good. All of them wanted the lilev, right? So the mitzvah is, if it would have been 1,000 lulavim on the boat, he would have sold the lulav in one zuz, not so much. So therefore, the mitzvah is take chaviv esalem. So, in my travels I want to explain it with a moshul from a car boot sale which happened here in Manchester about a year ago. And also, when I used to go to Morocco, I used to go, if I had a bit of free time, in the big town in Marrakesh to the souk, and look, I had a dream, maybe I'll go once to the souk and I'll see a Sefer Torah. I'll buy it. Maybe the Arabs don't know the value. Maybe I'll try to buy a safer toilet there. But I'll tell you the motion, what happened here in a car boot sale. Once a Yid from Manchester went to the car boot sale, and a Schwarze came to him in the car boot sale, and he's showing a pair of tefillin. What is a Schwarze doing with a pair of tefillin? So he wanted to take it. Why should we go, should mevaze a pair of tefillin? So he went to the Schwarze and he said to the Schwarze, how much is it? He said, 100 pounds. He said to him, the Yid, he'd like to handle, I'll give you a tenner for it. So the Schwarze said, no, I'm not selling it to you. And he walked off the Schwarze, but the Yid didn't want to leave the pair of tefillin in the hands of the Goy. So he went to the Goy and he said, listen, I'll pay you 100 quid, but I want to try them on. If you buy a dress, pair of trousers, you want to try to see if it fits you. So see, what did he do? He took from him the tefillin, he put the tefillin shel yad, put on him the tefillin shel rosh. So the guy said, no, it's good. He said, no. Where is the tefillin for this hand? So the guy said, well, that's what I've got. It's not a good set, I don't need it. He bought it from him for a pound. Why? because there is no demand. He didn't know. He looked at him like a Michiganer. He didn't know. But he had a to manage to get it out from him from a pound. Right? So we can see also, when I went also in Morocco, that's the other part, wanted to reveal a secretary, lighter. They know that the American tourists are coming to the zoo and they're all looking for some antique Jewish artifacts. They took Sifre Torah and they cut them to little shtiklach, and when the American coming are, they selling them shtiklach like antique. Mamesh, heart to see such a thing which they're doing. But coming back to Rabban Gamliel also, the demand was high. But we can see a siman, the Gemara says, the mitzvah is chavives aleihem. I'll call Klal Yisrael. State in the Ran says like this, Ein anu yoidim klal the goidel of yekar and the male of mitzvah sesrig. Why? I'm quoting the Loshon. Horei anu roim shi Yisrael mefazrim momoin harbe bishvil mitzvah zu yoiter mikol shara mitzvahs. People going, spending 100 pound, 200 pound, for arba minim, asher ein leshayer, but we don't know the goidel of the mal of the mitzvah. Perhaps if people would have known the goidel of the mal of the mitzvah, they would do anything what they can for this mitzvah. Ki Yisrael am kodeshem chachomim,
אז הוא יזוג דרן, כושל אתו איתו, you can't, you know, trick them, ובוודאי שהם הם פזרים, מומן הרבה בשביל מצווה זו, לא ילכין אמו, ומידתו ומרו בו, אל כן סחורו הוא הרבה מיועד.
I'm coming back, I've got here, three Israelim, which came this week to Manchester. When he gave the brocha for the Esroidim, which I read for you, you should have Esroidim toivim,
and bechol mokoyim sheem, lekaim behem mitzvahs netilas lulov, and vetazmin lonu Esroid yofe umudor venoki vesholem vekosher ki ilchosoi,
I told him in Tu Bishvat, I said, you don't know what big is this tefillah, and you should be mechaven it in the ganze heart. 3 weeks ago, Friday night after Kabbalah Shabbos, I'm walking from Rehov Min Chasitzchok towards Kikar Belz for Shabbos meal. I met him. So I said to him, how did you do? Now you came a bit early to Eretz Yisrael, it was the beginning of Elul, to choose Esroidim. So I said, how did you do? He said, marvelous. Mamesh, this year the crop was very, very good, and I managed better than any other year. He took the Esroidim from Gross, one of the Gross boys, which again had a brand new Pardes, which came out of Orle, and the Esroidim are really, the Gidurim, fantastic. I said to him, the Riboyne Shel Olam, you never know, you should daven. Even today, after you got the schoire, I told him this about 3 weeks ago, that everything should go smoothly and the sotan shouldn't go into it. So he decided to send the schoire to Manchester early enough. All the Esroidim came to Manchester last Monday. The whole world is in turmoil, it's Meshige. In Eretz Yisrael, the election, nobody knows the Prime Minister. In England, we don't know the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister wants to do something, the Parliament blocks him. But they prepare themselves to this Michigan's Brexit. And no deal, your deal. They'll go out of it. But if they go out of the deal, then the borders are going to be closed. If the border is going to be closed, and the queues are going to be in Dover, both ways, and on the other side in Calais, then all the papers wrote, we won't have fresh produce here in the supermarket, or the prices will go up. So what did Boris Johnson and the government did? They took on 300 new agriculture minister inspectors in different ports of entry. How do you train so fast these 300 inspectors? Heisachnish. Most probably on the job, and the queues will be even bigger afterwards. Sure. The Esroidim came in properly from Eretz Yisrael with all the proper paperwork from the Israeli Ministry of Agriculture to say that these fruits have been inspected and there is no blemish on them and there is no rotten fruit and all sorts. Obviously, the soicher, everyone knows who it is, went to the airport and wanted to clear the goods. Why? That's again, when is the time, really the time, when people should start buying Esroidim? So, in London, the first day of Sliches, which is today, that's the first day where all the people who haven't got nerve are going to buy the Esroidim today. So but you need the Schoire before to be able to sell the Schoire. So he wanted to clear the goods. But the new inspectors are there. So the inspectors come this shipment. It didn't come from Tesco, because I bought things from Tesco, which I can tell you for sure, the Kuvat Shabbos Kodesh, he would not go through any inspection. It came from Spain, grapes, and I'm telling you, my wife bought it, I looked at it, we have to wash it, you know. She should love him if you eat anything on it. They wouldn't pass a normal inspector, but they are Tesco big. If it's a small shipment of 600 Esroidim, that's the shipment which came, so they need to check it properly, they said. They started opening the Esroidim. They opened 200 Esroidim. And they suddenly decided they condemned the shipment. Why? The Sotun Harangi Daniel. I'm not allowed to say that Tefillah wasn't so good, and our Tefillah wasn't so good. Why? They decided that the Ukels, it was bigger than 2 millimeters. If it's more than 2 millimeters, there is a law in EEC, all Europe. Perhaps every Medina can't take fruit from here to America, you can't take fruit to Eretz Israel. If I went once with an apple, the inspector found it, he wanted to give me a fine. You can't bring an apple to Eretz Israel, that's a law. Why here the ukels? Because the fruit start rotten from the ukels. And no fruit from, so the law is to preserve it. You have to dip the fruit, every single fruit, in some chemicals in order to preserve it. But it should mamish be together like oranges to be flat, because all the area. How do you do it here? You can't do it here. So they decided, no. So he went there and he said, Rabbi, this is a religious thing for the Yidden. We're doing it every year. By the way, he clears it on my name from years ago. The same name stayed in the custom. I don't mind. So they tried. They brought Reutenberg. He went to the airport. Nothing helped. They tried Rabbi Eisenberg should go there. Didn't help. So they saw they can't get anything. So they said, we will cut it for you in the airport. So the customer Alexa said, no, you can't come. It's a closed area. We won't let you coming into the customer excise area at all. So I think they involved the chief rabbi and Diane Gelly. I don't know exactly all the details, what happened afterwards. But the end of the story, and we are at the end of my time, you haven't got time to speak. The end of the story was that on Friday they cleared the Esroidim, but in the meantime there is no Esroidim in the UK at all. So there is no Esroidim for sale in the first day of Sliches in London either. Why? Because Alle Sochrim in Eretz Israel, when they heard this problem, why should we send Esroidim Lechinen to England? So it should be again. That's why I decided. Shortage and demand. Maybe you'll have to pay £10,000 for an essay. I don't know. But on Friday, they decided they release the shipment, and he put them in his car, followed by two inspectors, which went after him. Has the shulim, you know, the smuggling groisesach will happen. They went to Chorkov Besamedresh, and then they started to cut everyone to 2 millimeters. Obviously, they not all. But what happened? The first 200 Esroidim, all damaged. It's a beautiful gidulim, kvetch, here, right? Kvetch, which happened from the inspectors. So when Esrig Soicher say to you that the price of an Esrig, I mean, people don't know the amount here. They kvetch this one, gidulim. Very, very nice, as you can see. This is the soybean from Friday. They had to cut them. And if they would be given to the inspector to cut them, can you imagine what would have happened? But they managed to damage 200 soybean. Now, who is going to pay for the 200 soybean? I don't know. But he wrote so in. And pittance, which broken pittance. I think he wants to go again to Eretz Israel. There is a shipment which is stuck in London, also the first shipment, and the people, it's all grey, they don't know what exactly will happen with all the Esroidim. So there is every year something where the
Sotun... Can't they use the ruling that they did in Manchester to apply to London?
But in London, they're not going to do. In London, I would estimate about 10,000 Esroidim coming.
10,000 Hisrodians. Impossible to start to handle, to start to get. And they suggested, they told the custom, send the goods to Ireland, and they wanted to drive to Ireland to bring them back online. The custom wouldn't listen to it. So I said something else. I said to the suffering the next soil, my only solution, if there is no other way to do it, send all the Ostrogi in Europe to Paris. Paris there is alles vergelt, is McKen Machen, and from there by land it will come to England. That's the only thing.
The Germans made the rules, I think, just keep them.
Yeah.
That's why we're leaving.
That's why you're leaving, yeah. I don't know. Grotzonche, everyone should have his ethnic, which he governed on it, on to Vishvat, and I get revenge cure for everyone, and I get Yonzo.
Amen. Amen.